You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be exalted and praised. There's none like unto thee. There's none that can be compared unto thee. You are Lord. You are King. The everlasting Father, the mighty God. We give you honor. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. For joining the brethren. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we share a word of prayer? We thank you for today, Lord. As we come before you, we hear your word. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You have your Bibles. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, I'm reading from verse number 7. Luke chapter 2, I'm reading from verse number 7. Luke chapter 2, I'm reading from verse number 7. Hallelujah.
Say, oh, tre konkron wa ha. Bie Luka asempa etre enso. Luka asempa etre aye enso. And she brought forth her first son. And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Na ode entuma achichire no na ode neto emoa edi didaka mu ifri say we anya kwan ahohodan no mu. Amen.
Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Na nyahwefo bi ewo sa asase no so e de wuram are nyan wo nyan kuo anajo.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Na awrade bofo ebejina won chen na awrade animo nyam hrantwa won hu hiai na ehu kese ka won.
Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
Na obofo no ase won se munsuro. Na she me the asempa a eye anigye pi na ebeye amnaman nyina atia merebrem.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Na sa ene wawo ajenkwa a oni Kristo Awurade no ama mo wa David Chrome na yei ani mo nsantre ne mo be hunu akokoa a wode entoma achichire no se oda emoa edidida kamu.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace goodwill towards men.
Na mbofra mara osoro asafo bebree beka obofo no eyi onyankopon ayese ani onyam enka onyankopon awo sosoro na asomdwia enka enipa awo sonani awo asase
so. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
Na eba asa obofo no efri won chen ko osoro no nyawefo no keka chira won ho se moma yam ko Bethlehem na yam ko he asem a aba a Awurade ayi achire ye ni.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Na woko Awurade na woko no entem so na woko hunu Maria ani Joseph ani akoko anu se oda emua edidida kanu.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Now, no. Waka Abo fran ho asem a wo ka kire won no na de anwahwefo no aka aye no aye won a wo ti ye nyina nwanwa.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them.
Na Maria de odi ensam yi nyina sie na odwene ho na komamu na enwahwefo no asare koy. Akoshe onyankopon animonyam na wayi no aye awade wote ye no de wote ye na wokohunu ye sedie woka kire won nyina nti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's good to read the scriptures.
Aye se okay kai asempa no.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see the birth of Jesus.
Enti yehunu Yesu Kristo na wo mu.
The birth of a savior.
Ajemkwa na womu.
The birth of a king.
Ohini na womu.
The birth of a god.
Onyankopon na womu.
His birth was not with the kind of pageantry that we will want it to be.
Sa yehwe na usua anya akwan a nanka ye pese ye hunu no enono.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wise men saw his star.
Anya safo no ehunu nsoma.
And they traveled from the east.
Enti what you call every empire,
the east represented from Asia.
Sayaka sa empire every Asia,
and they traveled all the way to Jerusalem.
Now, omucha sa kwantinti yebedu Jerusalem
because they had seen his star.
If we say wobunu wone nsomano,
and they came into the palace of the king.
Now, omuba ohine no na himfie.
Why did they go into the palace of the king? Because of the star that they saw. According to the star that they saw, a king had been born. And so because of the star and what the star represented, the only place to them they thought they could find the birth of a king was in the palace of a king.
And you know, baby, Biala, now, Susu said, well, Benguru, sir, or Hini Ayawuni, Ayahimshi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they traveled and came to Jerusalem and they went straight to the palace of Herod.
And he would try acquainting about Jerusalem. Now, Betuiano, or call Herod Ahimshi.
Because to them, kings are born in palaces.
If he said, now what he has said, I am for,
so many they thought that Herod had got a son.
And to woman, the woman to me, as you say, Herod and I will,
and that son will come and inherit him.
And to know, as you say, sir, of a better man and of a better Herod at the end.
So they did not go to any house apart from the palace.
And to uncover the other, sir, I will feel.
And when they came to the palace,
I'm not
Herod.
Now, I want to share in Herod and
he said, we have seen a star.
Well, I'm catching our hidden and say, yeah, who and so
tells us that the king has been born.
Now, a try and say, well, what will he be?
And the king has been born in your country.
Now, you're going to say, well, what will he be? Our what he might be.
That is why we have come.
And look to the heaven.
Then we have come to your palace.
And he have all him
here. Because we believe that if a king should be born, he should be born in your palace.
And I am there, yes. So I hope I will hear me there. Now I can say I am fear.
So we have come to worship him.
And he have all
him here. We have come to pay him homage.
Now the sudden,
we have come here to welcome him.
Now you have seen the man of power.
And Herod was confused.
And he have Herod now give me any saka saka.
He said, no king has been born.
If we say, who shall hear me? But
I am the only king.
Now, can say, maybe I'm going to say, or here, or here, I'm going to
and my son is of age who will inherit me.
Now, I'm going to So
no king has been born. Because he, no king has been born in the palace.
If he said,
but he said, no, we have seen the star.
And
we have not made a mistake. We saw the star. The star of a great man.
Sheep. But
the Bible said that night Mary leapt.
The Bible says, Mary
she did not leap in the hospital.
Bible said in the hospital, and I said,
she did not leap in a midwifery
clinic. And never be a midwife before and our cocoa tins.
She did not labor in a palace.
Now we are not uncanny him fear.
But she labored among sheep and goats.
Sheep
and goats were her companions as she was
laboring.
And she brought forth a son, her firstborn.
Now I won't ever carry another parima.
And wrapped him in some swaddling clothes.
Now and you have fit as a chair
and laid him in a manger.
Now the two and your broom.
The manger is where they put hay for the sheep and goat to eat. That is where Jesus was placed. He was not placed in a baby cot. No, he was placed in a manger. Surrounded by sheep and goats. Surrounded by sheep and goats. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
What did the American say?
But you see, when the wise men went to look for him, they went to look for him in the palace. Because he was a great man.
If he said, no,
are you understanding me? He was a great man.
No,
he was a king.
No, you are hidden.
He was a savior.
No, you are
he was powerful.
No, you are
he was mighty.
No, you are
he was the Lord of Lords.
No, you are
the King of Kings.
Are you
the creator of the heavens and the earth.
No, you are soon, no,
the Bible said about him.
Bible, that
he created everything.
Well, you know, boy, you
and there was nothing created.
Bible said, yeah,
that was not created by him.
Ah, and you are not a boy.
But when he came into this world,
yes, you are born, you are
he was not born in a palace.
Well,
he was not born in Kolebu.
Well,
he was born in a manger.
Yes,
he was born among sheep and goats.
And
that is where he was born. But where he was born, did not stop who he was. He was born in a manger. But the same night in which he was born, the Bible says shepherds were watching their flock.
Bible said, by night,
and an angel appeared to them.
And
the angel said to them,
I bring
you good tidings of great joy. For a savior has been born. Your savior has been born. He has been born in
Bethlehem.
And you will find him wrapped in several clothes
and
laid in a manger. And the Bible says, all of a sudden, a multitude of angels appeared. And they began to sing. And they began to praise God. And when they left, the shepherd said, let us go and see what has been told us. Let us go and witness it. Let us go and pay homage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was born in a manger, but yet he was proclaimed by angels.
And
listen, I pray God will give you revelation. He was born in a manger, but angels proclaim his
birth.
Angels proclaim his
birth.
I swear by my Lord because of him. He was born among sheep and goats. But the angels appear. They sang songs of joy. They sang songs of gladness. They appeared and proclaimed him that the Savior has been born. The fact that he was born in a manger did not stop him from being a Savior. Did not stop him from being a King. Did not stop him from being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He was proclaimed by angels that a great man has been born. Your greatness is not where you were born, but your greatness is who you are and where you are going. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
It is not where you were born, because there are many people today
who
have limited themselves because of That's why they were born. They have limited themselves. They said, as for me, I was born here.
But because maybe I am
I was born in a hospital.
Maybe I am a hospital.
My parents even couldn't go to hospital to bring for
my own hospital.
I was born in a village.
Maybe I am a classic.
The village of villages.
A grandma of classic.
And so I have no future.
And you need that check.
I don't have anybody to help me. We don't have any big man in my family. We don't have any prominent man in my family. The Bible did not tell me. Prominent people in his family. He said he was born in a manger. Among sheep and goats. But yet he was a great man. Are you understanding here? I want you to understand something to this morning. Before you leave here today, you will change your mentality. You will change your thinking.
Send me out to the
Bible says, as a man thinketh,
send your
so he is. Are you understanding me?
What am I saying?
Though Jesus was born in a very lonely place, he was higher than where he was born.
Yes, so no, I
said he was higher than where he was born.
No, what chamber?
He was greater than where he was born. He was more powerful than where he was born.
No, with the
he was more prominent than where he was born. He was born in a manger, but he was the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, where he was born, could not stop where he was born. Could not stop where he was born. Are you understanding me this morning? Wherever you were born, wherever your family is, there will not be prominent people. There will not be big men and big women. There will not be so educated. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter who is your family. It doesn't matter where you were born. God has a destiny for you. That is a good destiny. You are going somewhere. Somewhere greater. Somewhere better. It's not where you are born, but where you are going. God is sending you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere. You will be the greatest in your family. You will be the greatest in your family. You will rise above everyone. You will be greater than everyone. Because you were born a great person. You were born a great person. No matter where you are born, the family in which you are born, the angels appeared and they proclaimed that a king has been born, a savior has been born. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great men were born,
I can say, for a war
in Israel.
Oh, Israel.
But angels did not appear.
And so,
great men were born in Israel. But wise men did not come.
So,
they didn't see their star. But this one, they saw his star.
Now, when you
I said they saw his star. This morning I'm here to tell you
and
that your star is so bright. Your star is so shining. It does not determine the family you came from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says.
Bible says.
Then it was told Nathaniel, he said, come and let's go and see.
Okay, so Nathaniel said,
a certain man, a great man, a prophet of God. Nathaniel looked at the brother
and Nathaniel
answered him. He said, can anything good come out of Bethlehem?
Out of Nazareth.
Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Do you know where Jesus came from?
From Nazareth.
Nathaniel asked, where does the prophet come from? He comes from Nazareth. He said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? If it is a prophet from Nazareth, then he cannot be a good prophet. If it is a teacher from Nazareth, he cannot be a good teacher. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He said, where does he come from? He said, he comes from Nazareth.
Now they
are asking somebody, where did you come from? They said, you come from Kokwasi. They said, where do you come from? They said, you come from Jinajina. They said, where do you come from? They said, you come from Minimini. They said, where do you come from? They said, if this man came from Minimini, nothing good can come out of Jinajina. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And when it has entered you, it has entered your spirit. And you look at yourself. You said, nothing good can come out of me. Because I'm coming from Jinajina. But I'm here to tell you that you were only, listen, you were packaged in heaven.
I was saying,
I'm not understanding what I'm saying. You were made in heaven. That is where you came from. That is where you came from. You were made in heaven.
Yeah, we are made
you
in
have with my
Bia, Ufrino, and me, and Sidia, and the person, or do your wife.
He said, where does it come from?
I say, I want to go free.
He said, it come from,
it come from where? Kukwasibeli.
No, he said, this one, then.
No,
it cannot be.
And to me, no, no.
Because nothing good can come out.
If you say, are the papa being to me free?
Maybe you have anything, nothing good can come out from the village you are coming from.
What you say? Well, Christ, who are one year, are the papa being to me free, Oma?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, whatever God has made you, you are going to be.
And so, send your own coupon, I hear one, Sarah and Obey.
Whatever good plans that God has for you will definitely come to pass.
Again, papa, on your coupon, I will go with that channel. And no, not a baby, mama.
Where you are born does not matter.
But yeah,
who was around where you were born was not, does not matter.
Bible
says they could not find a place.
Bible said no one baby.
For there was no room.
If you said a time yala anywhere or one room.
I'm professor to you this morning.
And if I'm shall come say
that anyone that has rejected you
or maybe a poor
and has looked down upon you.
No one shall poor
and has condemned you.
No one
see you and be surprised. They will see you and be ashamed. I understand what I'm saying. Because they said to them, there is no room for you. There is no room for you. They were rejected. They were rejected. And they were sent to where? To where they keep sheep and goats. And Jesus was born and laid in a manger.
Now, what we yes,
but let me tell you something today. People travel from here to Israel.
And
they want to go and see the manger. They want to go and see that manger. They want to go and see where he was born. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
They want to go and see where the sheep and goats were.
They are no best
travel. They pay money. They pay dollars. They buy tickets. And they travel to Israel. To go and see. Born.
Hallelujah.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Kwame Nkrumah was born somewhere.
Yeah, we'll come
to he was not there. He was nobody.
No,
but
no,
when
no.
He became the president of Ghana, his hometown became popular.
He gave
credits to his hometown. He gave credits to that other place. I prophesied to somebody. You will bring credits to where you were born. You will bring prominence to where you came from. You will bring prominence the family in which you were born.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They were rejected.
What poor?
But today,
energy.
People go to that place to where
where
he was born.
Baby,
that lonely place. I believe that the people who own that place are making money today.
Say, one more Jessica.
I said they are doing what? They are making money today. Because people pay to go and see.
They
pay to go and see. They pay to go and see. All the innkeepers, all the hotel managers, that rejected them. If they were to be alive today, and see how people are going to that manger, going to that place, to just see where Jesus was born. I think they were pressing their stars. They would have said, I know it's always too late. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, there was no room. Is there room for the master in your life today?
So, a crying award.
Is there room for the master in your life? When Jesus comes to you, you tell him there is no room, there's no space.
Yes, about
say, he said, no, you can't stay here.
I had your own
demand. There's no room for him. There's no room for him. But the person who gave them room.
So, nipa oma
their families and their generations are blessed.
And we share one bushia, anyone, our and to atwaso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lonely place.
Baby ananka nipem.
Your beginning may be small.
And what we say, washasia biade kitwe.
But your latter end shall be great.
Now
I said your beginning may be small.
And what we say, washasia
but your latter end shall be great. Where you start from?
Maybe
small.
Bible
says, don't ignore or neglect small beginnings.
Bible says,
don't look down at the small beginnings. Because everything great starts small. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning,
Anopei,
you have to change your mentality. Stop thinking that because somebody was born in a certain family and born in a certain house, so that person is blessed. As for me, I'm not blessed. So that person can do this. As for me, I cannot do that. You see, that is a very defeatist mentality. You limit what God wants to do with you. Listen, your birth, was not an afterthought of God.
Some woman.
I said your birth was not an afterthought of God. Amen.
Amen.
Your birth was planned by God. Your birth was determined by God. And when you were born, He had already had a plan for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He had a good plan. A good plan, a wonderful plan. That you will not remain where you were born. But you are going to go higher. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God has already planned for you already. You are not an afterthought. You are not a mistake. Your parents can say, tell you that it was you just said by mistake you came.
Well, who forbid me?
We didn't plan for you. But God planned for you. I said, God planned for you. God planned for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because He has predestined you. He has predestined you. And He has pre-prepared for you.
Now,
He has made you to be who you are. And He knows where you are going. It is up to you to accept who you are.
As I said, also,
if you don't accept who you are,
if you don't accept
that you are a child of God, if you don't accept that you can achieve, if you don't accept that you can be prominent, if you don't accept that you are going higher, you be limited by where you were born. By the family in which you are. You be limited by the area in which you stay.
You be limited
by the house in which you grew up. But the house in which you grew up does not determine where you are. Does not determine who you will be.
I know.
For greatness and for prominence. Jesus, even though they did not have room for him.
Yes.
And even though he was born among sheep and goats. And he did not have a baby cot. His baby cot was where cows and goats fed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was not covered in what do they call that? Straw.
And yet,
he was not covered with straw. A straw. A straw. You see, when they bring forth the children, they have some quiet, this thing, or some blue, they have colors. It's a straw. They cover them with it nicely.
Okay.
And yet, Santuma, as he got four way of my, he was covered in swaddling clothes. If you look at the meaning of swaddling clothes, it means stripes, strips of cloth.
Now, so we have in church here. I said, I didn't since I moved as
In Sasawa. Asasla. That's what they call it.
Nchakai.
Chief worker in Sasawa. So I said, that is the kind of cloth they used to cover him, wrap him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But you know something?
Now, when he be,
when he was about to be crucified, the Bible says the soldiers around, the Roman soldiers,
Bible says,
they took his clothes. And it was so expensive that they could not pay for it. So they had to cast lots. They had to gamble for to see who will win that cloth. But yet when he was born,
Asasawa
is how they used to cover him. But
he
did not remain in Asasawa.
Are
you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That it does not matter the lonely place that you are. God is telling you, taking you somewhere. And I prophesy to somebody here. You
are
coming from a poor family. But you will build a rich family.
Yes.
You will build a wealthy family. You may be coming from a pagan family.
An
idol worshiping family. But you are building an altar.
Yes.
An altar of God. And you are raising a godly family.
Now,
you are raising godly children. And
you
are raising your children and your children's children after you.
Will
be the worshippers of Jehovah. And it will change your family. It will change the people after you. Their lives will be different. When they look back, they'll say, this is where my father came from. But my father has set the standard. He did not remain there, he set the standard.
Lord, this is your yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning,
I obey you.
You may not be feeling good in yourself.
I bet me about say, Kenya, Papa, dear.
You wish you were born in a certain family. Some of you even wish you were born in America.
Maybe you were born in America,
maybe Banana Corona has killed you.
And so when you say, hey, I will America suffering coronavirus.
Some of you wish you were born in Germany.
Some of you even
wish you were half caste. You see, we wish so many things when we look at some people.
Say you have conformia, not yenia, you put your.
Because we think that it's because of where they came from.
And yes, you say, hey, be another.
It's what has made them. But I've seen people come from very prominent families. I've seen people come from wealthy and rich families. Educated families.
But
I've seen their children come to nothing. Hooligans.
So we say,
arm robbers.
Oma be arm robber fool.
We smokers.
Oma be we no fool.
Drunkards.
Oma be a sabo fool.
Their lives have been destroyed.
Oma brother say.
It is not where they came from.
And in fact, only baby omu fool.
It is to recognize who you are and where you are going.
Na niya oye any baby a ukron a honey.
And so this morning I bring you this message.
Ya no pay me cancer as any child.
That even though Jesus was born in a very lonely place.
A woman said, "Yahu, Jesus Christ, I will be a poor
but he did not change who he was.
There are no answers, Sunny, and obey.
And wherever you are coming from,
and to be a friend,
wherever your family is,
wherever
your hometown is,
baby,
wherever you stay,
baby, I would see
does not qualify you,
and no end to me,
it does not qualify you,
and no,
that is not
a man. I am obey the
who you are,
baby,
is who God has made you,
and
God is taking you. Somewhere. God is taking you to a higher place. God is lifting you to a higher place. A higher place is where God is taking you. Because you will not remain there. It is time for you to rise up. It's It's time for you to recognize who you are. It's time for you to see that God has made you a champion. It's time for you to see that God has made you a conqueror. He says you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. And you are going from faith to faith. From glory to glory. From one standard to another standard. From one level to another level. That is where you are going. You are not remaining in that same place. Change your mentality. Change the way you think. Change your thought pattern. Change your thought pattern.
And why I offer so a casa, why I offer so dream,
sister?
Because where you came from.
If you say, baby, I will free
you. It's not who you are.
And yet, I'm running me away.
You are going somewhere better.
Who will come, baby, I can see it.
David said,
David can say,
in iniquity did my mother conceive me.
Me mama, I will be born in you.
And his sin was I born. So David was an illegitimate child.
And now we say David or a drama.
And that is why when Samuel came to anoint the children of Jesse, they did not call him.
And until Anna Samuel, when you mention man said, Uncle Sarah will be more and sin or default. And I said, oh hey no, yeah, David.
They did not call him because they did not respect him. Yeah. Because he was an
if he said, none of them will know
but when someone could not anoint the rest of them,
now Abra Samuel held to me answer, Nimia Penny for the woman.
He said, is that all your children?
Oh, Busser, just said, oh, man, you're Niana.
He said, oh, there's one view over there that I made a mistake with the mother.
And I said, I can't say, but I could be your head and answer. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's in the field looking after the sheep.
But when you know how, what are you doing?
And Samuel said, quickly, go and bring him.
And Samuel catch and said,
he said, we shall not sit down until this matter has been settled. And when Samuel saw him coming,
and he appeared somewhere who said, open.
The Spirit of God spoke to Samuel.
And then the room, because I said, Samuel is nice.
Anointing
him as king.
It does not matter whether he was an illegitimate child. God has pronounced him king. God has had a mandate for him. God has predestined him to be the next king of Israel. It does not matter the illegitimacy of his
man.
It does not matter at all.
And found
get out of it.
Sorry for you.
Get out of it.
Sorry for you.
Get out of that mentality.
Sorry for you.
Get out of that attitude.
Sorry for you.
Somebody wants to keep you down.
Or bring a person or
shout. But today you are rising up.
And then
I said today you are rising up.
And then I
said the stereotype you are rising up.
Oh, sorry.
It will not keep you there anymore.
That is what matters.
I'm going to end soon, but let me tell you, I was listening to a testimony of lawyer Sasu.
Lawyer Sasu.
The one who just won the Medina seat.
Onuna says when ya Medina seat, no, ana akunyano.
He said he used to push truck in Malaka.
Or say we pia one time, ewo Malaka pe.
He was pushing truck in Malaka, selling everything in Malaka.
Now di kaya kaya ewo Malaka dum. No turn near maybe a winya.
Because he was coming from a very poor family.
If he said Ebusia o Fimono,
a family that could not afford him to go to university. So he was pushing truck and doing every kind of odd jobs to survive.
adwuma biara a ɔyɛ a ɔbɛtumi anya biribi atie biara mfa wo ne sɛ deɛ ɛteɛ na ɔyɛ
then by God's grace he got born again
nanso awurade adom aberɛ a ɔnyaa awo foforɔ no
And then he entered into some good brothers and sisters.
Ena okoto enuanum bi aye busia na omo Kristo mu enti okoto omu.
And one man took him up.
Ena onipa bi ba ma ba
ko sa. Because he saw that he was so intelligent and so bright.
Efri se ohu ni se na na dwen no na oyo dini fo.
When the man took him up the man paid his fees.
Enti ma pa no fa no no sha se se school a okọ no otua ni school fee.
And he went to school and he came out to flying colors and became a lawyer.
Na abra o ko school no so A woman and I said, I am sorry, time, no, not just said, when yet, when can come, come.
When he became a lawyer,
into a better lawyer, you know.
He said, I'm going to pursue human rights.
I know, can't say, Juma, may you know, and I said, Mama, you put me a
to help people because I know where I came from.
He said, you're better, I'm letting me out poor people if
you
say, you see,
where he came from,
maybe I'll free you.
Could have stopped him.
The same car is a honor or cow.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Mm.
It could have stopped him. His mentality would have been, this is where I come from. My family, they cannot be lawyers. They cannot be doctors. They cannot
be
some people even, they are so, and their mentality is so bad that even they cannot believe that they can even own a car.
And you probably are. One more king, be a woman, free, said the Achichi woman tea. Which me who almost said, no party, a car, you mean tea in the middle.
Because my family, they don't buy car.
If you say, maybe fear, they have a
car. So I said, my family, they don't build house.
Or between us, they fear, they are in Sidon.
If you want to build house, they'll kill you.
So we are doing so, but
if you want to buy car, they'll kill you.
So I can say, I talk about
if you want to go higher in school, they'll kill you.
So I can say, I'm calling you what is your mind,
but if you are here with that mentality,
So I had no idea this
I'm here to tell you.
But I see the catcher who said
that when God
Nyankopon
decided,
I believe also said
that His hand is upon you.
Men said that also
no one can kill you. God says He wishes above all things that you prosper.
And He said that you
need to be good. As your soul prospers,
and if
God has given you something.
So
man can stop it. It is only you who can stop it. It's only your thinking that can stop it. Your mentality that can stop it. So as the man thinking in his heart, so he is. Rise up.
Sorry,
rise up above it.
Sorry.
Get up above it.
Sorry for you.
Set your mentality. Renew your mind. You must say to yourself. Nobody has traveled in my family. Nobody has sat in a plane in my family. But I'm going to be the first. I'm going to sit in it. I'm going to travel in it. Nobody has bought a car. But I'm going to buy one. Nobody has built a house. But I'm going to build a house. Because you are a different person. You are a different person. You are a child of the living God. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so where you were born cannot tie you down. Where you are coming from cannot tie you down. The family which you are coming from cannot tie you down. You are coming up. I said you are coming up. You are rising up. Are you understanding me, somebody? If your families used to bow down to idols. You tell yourself minus me and my children. They will never bow down to idols. They will lift up the name of the Lord God Almighty. You are building a new generation and a new people.
You
serve the living God.
Building
your own family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why God told Abraham, leave your father's house.
And Abraham said,
and they built a new family. The family of God. Who became Israel. The children of the living God. Shall we rise to our feet this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
As
we are in this celebration mood of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And you are
feeling so down.
Hey, Biana,
wo
I said, "What my name is now?
You are feeling so discouraged.
Now I bear more boo,
and you are thinking about yourself.
Now I dream, I shall soon to what dream what we say.
And you are thinking about the past, and you are thinking about the present.
Now what dream we cheat, now what dream we nim.
And it does not look good. The past does not look good.
So what you are cheat, now what dream yet?
And the present does not also look good.
Now what you are niming so ah, ooh, baby, papa, biya.
But why don't you look with the eye of faith into the future?
And enti and a ufa jidiye and you are enshadachi.
And see a bright future.
No, who say Wodachi?
I see a good future.
Say a bayer papa.
I see a prosperous future.
Now, Ube Dio.
For our Savior was not born in vain.
Now, Yajem Kano, so Tias, yes, Yawodeke.
The Bible says, for this cause the Son of Man was manifested.
Bible says, Wainti, and then Yame Abano, and then you went
to destroy the works of the this morning, whatever works of the devil is upon your life. Whatever works of the devil is upon your mentality. Whatever works of the devil is upon the, your thinking faculties. Whatever works of the devil is upon your family. For this cause, he was the Son of Man manifested.